Industrial Talk is brought to you by TX1. Now, you know cybersecurity is important if you're on this digital transformation journey. TX1 Networks has the solutions for you. And you're saying to yourself, Scott, they're going to be complex. They're going to be difficult. No, TX1's taken that into consideration, and they provide a suite of solutions that truly meet your cybersecurity needs. Go out to txone-networks.com and find out more. You're not going to be disappointed. Also, Industry IoT Consortium. At Industrial Talk, we always talk about education. We always talk about collaboration. We're always talking about innovation. And if you're a business that has any desire to be resilient to the future, you need to be able to educate, collaborate, as well as innovate with other industry professionals. That's a must. Industry IoT Consortium brings that all together. You need to be a part of this community. You need to be connected with these leaders that are all a part of the Industry IoT Consortium. Go out to iiconsortium.org. Find out more. Again, you will not be disappointed. You're just going to be happy. All right. Thank you very much for joining Industrial Talk. Once again, we are broadcasting on-site IoT Solutions World Congress in Barcelona again. Put that on your bucket list for 2023, end of January, a must-attend event. In this conversation, we have a two-gent conversation, one with Mark O'Regan and Mark Peters. The two Marks are talking about, one, responsible computing. What does that mean? And then two, how do you get involved? How do you get involved with responsible computing? That's what's on this Industrial Talk. Enjoy the conversation. You guys having a good conference?
It's a lovely place and interesting things to see and to experience.
Great time, thank you.
Good. That's what I want. That's exciting. Now, for the listeners, let's start with you, Mark Organa. Give us a little background on who you are.
Sure. So, first and foremost, thanks a million for having us on, Scott.
The pleasure's all mine. Really don't even begin that.
So my name is Mark O'Regan. I am a CTO for Dell Technologies. I'm the CTO for Europe, Middle East, and Africa. My background is distributed computing.
Distributed computing?
Distributed architecture, that's right, sir. And that takes in things like high-performance computing, edge architecture, things of that nature. I guess my responsibility for Dell Technologies is to observe emerging technology and make sure that the future strategy of the organization is going where it needs to go and is aligned directly into our office.
There's emerging technology out there. You're at a great conference for that. That's for doggone sure, without a doubt. Now, for you, Mark, number two, give us a little background on who you are.
Yes, Mark Peters. I'm an IBM Distinguished Engineer. So with IBM for quite some time already. Different responsibilities I'm covering. So I have a day job for sure. But I'm here today mainly because I am leading since more than 2 years initiatives that we have called responsible computing. So I've been doing that as part of the IBM Academy of Technology, bring together a broad range of different participants from IBM, but also linking up with outside IBM organizations to make sure that we are not just drinking our own wine, but making sure that others are validating and engaging together with us in that interesting journey.
Okay, so let's venture into responsible computing. Now, you need to help us define what that is. What does that mean?
So as I said, responsible computing is something that initiated 2 years ago, approximately now. It came out of information that we collected from CTO CIOs across EMEA. And we were addressing them through questionnaires, understanding what the future of technology would be. While collecting the answers, we understood that it's not only about technology, but these CTOs and CIOs were expressing some anxieties and some concerns about what their role would be in a sustainable environment in the future, what they would need to take care of when they would have to be approached by the CTOs or CEOs around sustainability or carbon footprint. What about security? What about the data usage and data concerns and data capabilities. What about the coding and the developers within the organizations, and how to bring this all together in a systemic or holistic approach and environment? So interlinking different facets of what we now call responsible computing.
So it goes beyond, because when somebody says responsible computing, okay, you got an image in your mind, and you're now is there also sort of that moral component to it, where you know, a lot of conversations wrap around AI, neural net, taking my job away. Does that also encompass that, or is that just outside of the scope?
Oh, that definitely. So what we came up with is kind of a framework that we shaped, and we call it the hexagons of hexagons, because there's an interlink between the six dimensions. And the six dimensions are responsive computing data center. So that's a physical infrastructure of a data center.
Yep.
Then it's about responsive computing infrastructure. So these are the compute capabilities or storage capabilities that are sitting in the data center. The third dimension is responsive computing code. So how do you develop? How do you program? What type of programming language do you use to make code more efficient? And the fourth area is responsive computing data usage. And it used to be called data insights, but data insights from an IBM perspective is more like analytics driven. And
yes,
we didn't want to get that automatic focus in our brains towards that dimension. That's why we call it data usage. And we are addressing their regulatory capabilities and challenges, but also what dark data is, for example, producing in terms of power consumption, just sitting on a machine somewhere. The fifth dimension is responsive computing systems. So bringing this all together from a systems perspective, and also adding the ethical side of it, or diversity side of the perspectives. And the last one is responsible computing impact. That's where we are addressing the impact for people and society. And when I say it's the last one, it's not just correct. As I said, it's hexagons of hexagons. So it's grouping together. There is an interlinkage, and there is no defined entry point. The entry points are defined by maturity assessment models, bringing it more approachable to individuals and letting organizations and individuals decide where to enter these specific trends.
So, Mark Organ, Dell, why is it important for Dell to be a part of this responsible computing consortium?
Yeah, good question. I think, Scott, it's extraordinarily important for Dell to be part of this. It's important for other organizations to be members also. This is a conversation that's been going on for some time in industry. It's a critical conversation. It's a conversation that's, by and large, been played down or largely ignored. And, and it can't be ignored any further. It's on the top of everybody's mind. We think about responsible computing. We're thinking about everything from, you know, the responsibility that we have as an organization, Dell, for example, to ethical computing, sustainable computing, everything from how we build our technology, the process that we go through, partners and componentry elements that we bring in to build the models and the technology constructs, right through to the platform and where the data sits, our observability of that data, data integrity, data sovereignty, data placement, and the use, data usage, you know, how we use data for good or for bad. So it really is a conversation about responsibility. That's responsibility to the technology, responsibility to the data, to the code that we mentioned a few moments ago, responsibility to ourselves and to each other. And that's what the consortium is in place to do, is to build that framework and bring those six principles that Mark talked to into a framework that's understood.
So a question that comes to mind, and I don't know. I guess you guys will know, is every time I come to an event like this, the people like you and trailblazers that are really pushing the envelope from a innovation perspective, there's a velocity that exists. Me, let's say I'm just a Scott McKenzie manufacturer. Am I behind the times? All I'm trying to do is trying to figure out where my role in my business is within all of this technology, this growth in technology. So when we start talking about responsible computing, am I behind the, or is there a way that I can incrementally sort of approach this fact? If I want to do this, I've got to approach this. Is there an incremental way to be able to do that?
Yes, so let me pick up the question, Scott. So definitely there's an incremental way, and you can do it through the framework, you can do it through the pathways that we have defined. So it's kind of cross-cutting themes that are approachable by any industry.
Yeah.
So if you are a manufacturing industry, then there is perfectly a place for you to contribute even to responsible computing into the consortia, because we think, or we are convinced, in fact, this is not just a technology company consortia, but this is something that needs to be driven by cross-industry organizations and members. So while we have started that or initiated that early thinking in 2020, we were validating this thinking with outside parties. And they were coming from the financial services sector, from telecom business, and from energy and consulting services. So that's where we got initial feedback and comments and also contributions already. And that's where the value of the consortium and of the framework really comes from.
Yeah, what I see is that it's broad. If you're a human being living in this world, you're going to be exposed. You just have to be exposed. And if you're a business that has any desire to have some resiliency and long-term success, again, it's a conversation that needs to happen. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, absolutely. And to answer your first question, are you behind the times? I don't think so. I think you're within the times.
Good.
And quote the great Bob Dylan, the times, they are changing. And they are. If you look at technology, just simply from a technology perspective, you have shifts, major shifts, tectonic shifts in technology. Every 15 to 20 years, it goes from, you know, centralized to decentralized. And we're very much in that decentralized swing. We have the emergence of edge. Now, look, like artificial intelligence, AI has been with us for, what, 70-odd years?
Yes.
Thereabouts. Edge has been with us for as long, if not longer. Okay, so these are emerging technology spaces that are emergent within our times, and they are coming into the emerging technology frame, and CIOs, CTOs, CEOs have to make that decision. How do I insert these technologies into my business, into my organization, into government networks, or whatever that might be, and how do I do so meaningfully? And with a level of trust and resilience, as you mentioned earlier on, and what is the framework around about understanding and doing that? So, you know, as we look at things like AI, as new algorithms emerge, you know, we're on this what we call third wave of AI. The algorithms are changing. You know, Mark mentioned this a little bit earlier on. From a coding perspective, it's the responsibility to how you code, your methodology, the software that you're using, the program that you're using, but also the, you know, how you exploit the underlying technology, and then how you ultimately build ethical applications and how they're consumed. So AI, outside of just the general ethics and bias kind of frame, it's huge. It's a huge, huge area. If we're taking AI and we're landing it out onto the edge, we're landing it into factories, we're landing it into ICUs and our hospitals, or out onto energy grids or into smart cities. You know, how does that work? How do we approach this? What kind of architectural technology problems do we need to solve for? And so on and so forth. So it's these things, I think, that are going to start to emerge, you know, within one of those six pillars within the hexagon, or potentially even cross merging between one or more of those pillars.
Okay. So you see, you guys sort of huddle around the water cooler and you have these conversations, and somebody comes back to the water cooler and says, aha, I got a new one for you. And then you'd say, you know, you're right. And then for someone that says, hey, I'd like to get involved, I'd like to figure out, I'd like to be a part of what's going on because I believe in it and I see it and I understand it. And even though I've just got a little glimpse of it, how does somebody get involved with the consortium?
So the easiest way is, first of all, to look at the responsivecomputing.net website, make sure to understand what is already written there. What we have started developing together is what we call the Manifesto for Responsive Computing. It's a set of values and principles. So everyone, organizations and individuals, are free to join through this manifesto and adhere to the principles and that is already getting involved. And some of them may evolve into a full membership of the consortium later on and start contributing not just from the thinking, but also to define the measurements, the control points, and further drive its adoption across industries.
So it's not difficult. I mean, there's just opportunities out there galore, and it depends on where you want to be within that whole definition of how do I get involved.
So I wouldn't call it opportunities. I think there is a necessity to get engaged, to make sure that the voice of different industries is heard of, and that we are really going and moving forward, because this is nothing that one organization can do by itself. This is really cross-organizational work that then will be very fruitful to what we are looking for, and that is prosperity, it's health, it's about people, it's about planet. So all the buzzwords that you also see in the press today are coming together from a technology perspective into responsibility.
Yeah, and you're talking around the necessity to collaborate, because not everybody has all the answers, right? And in the case of a consortium, you're bringing in all of these different viewpoints, these different challenges, and you're able to access this full collaborative type of environment to be able to draw some right conclusions or head in that direction. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's exactly it. And it is bringing in that new thing that you mentioned, Scott, right? It's what's this new thing? How do we insert this into the, how do we go about doing that? But it's also about the old thing as well, right? I mean, when we think about things from an ecosystem perspective, from an environmental perspective, the new and the old need to live together. You have to take this as a problem in IoT. You have to take something maybe that was born into an ecosystem 40, 45 years ago, maybe written in COBOL, and it wants to talk to something that was written in Ruby and Rails or Python that's just been injected in 45 days ago. How do you get these two guys talking to each other, right? It's an extraordinarily difficult thing to do, but I think the value and the power of the consortium is that, you know, we have, you know, partners and members sitting within the consortium that have been through a lot of this and who've solved for a lot of these types of things and who can actually bring ideas and ideation into the different work streams. At Dell, for example, we would have built and powered some of the biggest, most efficient data centers and cloud platforms worldwide. And, you know, the techniques and approach that we used to do that, you know, started with the compute elements and how we could actually take something that was one unit high and had two central processing units into maintaining that U height, but bringing in 8, you know, or even 12 central processing units while maintaining 2 power supplies in the back of it. Now, there was a myriad of different challenges that came into that. What do we, you know, as we take, you know, the lid off the server node and we look across the planar of the compute construct, what can come out? You know, we got to make room for different components in here, because we've obviously got to shrink components. So, you know, shrinking CPU dies, shrinking DRAM modules, you know, taking out VGA cards that aren't used and so on and so forth, and then making for a better and more efficient airflow across the planar of the actual compute construct. And then understanding the efficiency levels of each individual component that you choose to put into the construct, and then you distribute that across, you know, an entire landing zone of a data center or availability zone of a data center. That's at the compute level. Then at the actual data center or cloud level itself, it's the power usage efficiency. So the energy coming into the facility, you know, divided by the energy going out of that facility. So what is the compute consuming, and what do you do with the residual heat? In one instance, in a data center in Dublin, quite a large one, I might add, we took that heat and we used it to help purify water, drinking water for, you know, the greater western area of Dublin, which is the capital of, you know, of Ireland. So these are just small examples of techniques and things that may arise. They may not be within a work stream or within.
But really, what you're saying is that here it is. We don't even know what type of use cases that can come out of a result of going in this direction. And then if you're in that, if you're going in that direction, you discover new use cases, such as the purification of water, using the heat associated with that is generated to do that. So it's
But this is it. And I think we don't know. But what we do know is that if you're a bank, you're going to want to get closer to the data. And that data equals wealth. And that wealth equals your business, right? That's your responsibility. Wow. If you're a factory, you want to get your compute construct and your artificial intelligence model, for example, as close to the sensor or to the pump or actuator or to an alarm system. And if you're a healthcare provider or a hospital, you want to get that that capability as right into the back of an ambulance, or in some cases even onto or into a patient. They're different things. They're different use cases, but the pillars and principles tend to be the same.
And you're compressing the time. You're just compressing time from realization to action or whatever it might be, and then some. All right. You know, we can talk about this all day long. How do people get a hold of you, Mark?
Oh, people can always reach out to me. So LinkedIn, for example.
Well, I'm going to have his direct link to Mark Peters' LinkedIn. So reach out to him on Industrial Talk. Mark, too.
Running so fast, you can get me by the little toe, the left one. Usually, it's quite successful. From if that fails, you can get me at Red Dog Mark. Is my Twitter handle, and again on LinkedIn.
Oh, you guys are great. I mean, the passion is wonderful. As I continue to interview a lot of people from this particular event, there's no lack of passion. There's no lack of a desire to do something special. And what you're talking about here with the Responsible Computing Consortium, it falls right into special. Thank you for doing that. I really do. That's a great idea. All right, listeners. Again, we're going to have all the contact information for the Mark Squares here. Then it's MARC. No K's in both names are like that. And it will be out on Industrial Talk. Once again, we're broadcasting live from IoT Solutions World Congress. Barcelona is the town, and we're having a great time. And it is fun talking to great professionals, companies that are really going to shape the way we do business and make our lives better. So thank you very much. Stay tuned. We're going to have another great conversation shortly.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.
All right, once again, thank you very much for joining Industrial Talk, and a hearty thank you to Mark O'Regan and Mark Peters. As you can tell, thoughtful individuals focused on solving today's challenges in industry, right there, right now. The other thing is that they're big into the need to collaborate. That's why they have this Responsible Computing Consortium out there. All the links will be out there. That's why they're involved. That's why you need to be involved. It is what's happening in the future, and you need to know how to do that and do that effectively and collaborate with, you know, people like Mark and Mark to know how to do it and what is important. All right. Again, we are building here at Industrial Talk an ecosystem of problem solvers like Mark O'Regan and Mark Peters. And we are all focused on education, which is a must. Collaboration is important. And if you have a desire to have a business that is resilient, innovate. Right here, Industrial Talk. Remember, we have all the contact information for the Marks out on Industrial Talk. So reach out. You will not be disappointed. Thank you very much again for joining. We're going to have another great conversation shortly, so stay tuned.